Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. And at this time, I'd like everyone to please stand while we have the pledge of allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Okay, we'll have the approval of this evening's agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
And staff would like to know that the first application, case 11-679, Seashore Highway Associates LLC, was withdrawn by the applicant, and the agenda was revised December 16th of this year to remove that case. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections at this time? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's agenda as last revised. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. If to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated, may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotypes concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will ask to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain their request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Thank you. The first application tonight is 11,680 KJR Holdings LLC seeks a variance to reduce the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-82B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 624 feet east of Washington Street Extended. The 911 address is 29920 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 234-32, Parcel 38. Specifically, they are requesting a 1.4-foot variance for the rear and a 3.5-foot variance for the side. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kelly Rotz, 131 Tulip Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board, and Merry Christmas to everyone here.
As is common with me, I'm here trying to just clear up some issues that were discovered when clients of mine bought real estate, had surveys done, and found problems that have existed in every case for many, many, many years. And Mr. Roz is a typical example. He bought the commercial building on Route 24, and I think you all have pictures of it showing the front of the building. That's the first picture. The property came in two pieces. The Clarks bought it, the piece on the left, in 1971 and built the bulk of the building. And it is the building, if you look at that building, is down the left side is where the side yard encroachment is. It's supposed to be 5 feet from the sideline, and it's anywhere from 1.5 to 3.1 feet from that sideline. This was discovered when my client bought the property. I asked the Clarks if they remembered why, and they didn't build the building, and they said they paid someone to build the building, and they never thought about it again in the past 40-some years. After 71, they bought the back, and you can see it's a very unusually shaped piece of property, and the second encroachment is a little corner of the back. That's a little easier to figure out. It's supposed to be 20 feet, and it's 19.6 feet from a very irregularly shaped piece of property. So certainly the uniqueness here is just that the property itself is so unusually shaped and unique in that the encroachments have existed for so long. I will point out the survey, I believe, does show a shed in the back corner. That shed is gone. That shed was removed the day after closing. So we're only here for the issues created by the building. The property cannot otherwise be developed without this application being granted, in that the encroachments exist. I said 40 years. It's 44 years. And you cannot correct the side yard encroachment without removing 3.5 feet from the whole building, which would be the length of the building. And certainly the 0.4-foot encroachment in the rear cannot be corrected without removing part of that building. These problems or the encroachments were not created by the applicant, but in this case, one owner did own them for many years, and the building was built by the seller to my client. I don't believe granting the variances would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The property's been there that way many, many years without objection from anyone. It certainly does not disturb anyone. It's commercial property. It's been used as commercial property. It's being used as commercial property. And these are just not encroachments that realistically could adversely affect anyone. The minimum variance being requested are the only ones we can request because, as I say, to request less, we'd have to reduce the size of the building by removing portions of it. For all of those reasons, I do ask that the variance be granted. Mr. Raz, you are a member of the KJR Holdings LLC?
Yes, sir.
And those are your initials?
My initials.
Could you tell the board what you do there?
I own a small archery shop and sporting goods. I have one of the three units that are in there. Obviously, you know, I own the whole thing. Just trying to make sure everything's right.
And is there any way that you could practically correct these problems?
Not without taking down the building or a substantial part of it.
And has anyone come to you and said we object to it or we don't like where it should be or it should be moved? Have you heard any adverse
not
about this? Members of the board, I don't have any other evidence or questions of Mr. Raz.
All right. Well, we'll see if the members of the board do.
And I'm sorry, maybe I think I forgot the language about it. You heard what I explained to the board, did you?
Yes.
And is everything historically correct as best
yes,
of your
sir.
Knowledge?
All right. We'll start with Mr. Mills. Sir. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Ricker?
Well, you said it's been there, 40 years, is that right?
1971 is when the first building, and I don't remember, might have been built in two sections because they bought it in two sections. But the encroaching, the part on the left where the side yard encroachment, that was built in bought in 71 and built right thereafter, according to Mr.
Okay.
Clark.
All right, thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Burke?
No questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,680. I believe the applicant certainly has addressed the uniqueness of the property as back in unusual shape and back in, what, 40s? Excuse me, my eye pieces fell off there. There are also, and it couldn't otherwise be developed, the encroachment has existed with the building for 40 years. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. They inherited the variances that are requested tonight and will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,680. Excuse me. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,680 is approved.
Thank you very much.